The Rise of Founders as Influencers, an Interest Journey of Influence in Marketing. This article is written by Srinivas Seshadri, IIGC, Board Advisor and Category Head, VGuard. The Long Arc of Influence. Influence in marketing predates social media. As far back as ancient Rome, when star gladiators became celebrities endorsing goods from olive oil to wine. Influence has had an interesting journey ever since. Traveling from royal courts and print ads to YouTube studios and startup boardrooms, with many founders now fronting their own brands, giving rise to what can be termed Foundfluencers, founders as influencers. Leveraging influencers in marketing started as borrowed fame from queens and actors. In the 1760s, English potter Hosier Wedgwood turned royal patronage into a marketing engine. After Queen Charlotte ordered his creamware, he branded it Queensware and advertised himself as Potter to Her Majesty, one of the earliest and savviest uses of celebrity endorsement to sell product. From endorsers to founder faces. By the late 19th century, endorsement had become modern advertising. In 1882, actress and society icon Lily Langtry appeared in ads for Pears soap, often cited as the first high-profile paid celebrity product endorsement. India's own celebrity-led advertising took off in the 20th century. In 1941, film star Leela Chitanis fronted a Lux campaign, commonly regarded as the first Indian film celebrity to endorse a consumer brand, setting off a decades-long symbiosis between stars and soaps. By mid-20th century, founders started to step in front of the camera. Colonel Harlan Sanders was not just KFC's founder, he became its enduring mascot. Dave Thomas of Wendy's appeared in 800-plus commercials, intertwining founder persona and brand memory, an early template of founder as influencer. Quote, India has its own lineage. MD's Dharmpal Gulati appeared in the brands Asli Masale Sach Sach ads and became inseparable from the product in popular memory. The rise of influencers and founders as influencers. With the rise of social platforms driven by cheap mobile data, marketing and advertising finally changed gears from celebrity ads to the influencer era. Social platforms' data didn't just add new media, they rewired the economics of attention, giving rise to new influencers. India latched onto the trend quickly, leading to an influencer marketing market pegged at roughly 3,600 crore rupees in 2025, growing approximately 25% year-on-year. And with that, some founders learned to be their own best media. Startup founders started doubling up as Foundfluencers, stepping in front of the camera. Lenskets Piyush Bansal sparred with Karan Johar in witty TVCs about fair pricing. Mamaearth's co-founders Ghazal and Varun Alag starred in spots that anchored the brand's For Moms, By Parents origin story. Vinita Singh's visibility has similarly reinforced SUGAR's founder-led identity. A newer pattern is educator founders, who use long-form content to build trust moats. Shashank Mehta of The Whole Truth frequently appears in, not an ad, explainers about labels and sugar, a content style that blurs the line between brand education and creator storytelling, when creators become founders. Today, the loop is closing. Creators are becoming founders. Mr. Beast, Feastables, KSI and Logan Paul, Prime. Creators are leveraging audience trust into products. India is one of the flywheels. YouTube reports its creator ecosystem contributed 16,000 rupees plus crore to India's GDP in 2023 and supported 900,000 plus FTE jobs. Even in India, the loop is tightening. Ranveer Alabadia, Level Supermind, Kusha Kapila, Underneath Shapewear, and Food Farmer, Only What's Needed Own, are examples of creators leveraging communities for brand building, the upside and the shadow. So, what should come first, the founder or the brand? A founder's persona can compress customer acquisition costs, speed up trust, and make positioning unforgettable. But concentration risk is real. Academic and industry commentary increasingly warn that a dominant founder brand shouldn't overshadow a product brand. The Indian rulebook is getting stricter. As money and risk rise, rules have caught up. In 2023, India's Department of Consumer Affairs issued endorsements know-hows mandating clear disclosures, advertisement, sponsored, paid promotion, due diligence, and transparency of material connections. SEBI's January 2025 circular tightened how regulated entities may associate with unregistered influencers. IIGC, Indian Influencer Governing Council, is pushing codes of ethics, disclosure norms and educational initiatives for the creator economy. Platforms have moved too. Meta has required extra verification for financial services advertisers in India. India could soon be following China, which has recently enacted a new law requiring influencers to possess degrees or certifications for discussing serious topics like finance, health, and law online. This measure aims to combat misinformation and protect users from harmful advice. For founder influencers and creator founders, this means building compliance into the content process, not treating it as post-production cleanup. Bottom line, influencer marketing started as borrowed fame, queens and actors. Social platforms turned that into own distribution, and India's ecosystem has converted it further into founder equity and creator-led brands. The upside is massive, trust at scale, community-led growth. The trade-off is real, key person and compliance risk. The founder's face can be the moat, but only if the product can stand without it, the numbers prove it, and the compliance holds up under scrutiny. That's how influence compounds into brand equity rather than brand risk.